Because You Love Me, 21 minutes past 8. Now, our guest this morning, before we tell you who she is, has an incredible story about this song. So before we tell our audience who you are, tell us about this story.
You were the backup singer. No.
All right.
No.
All right. No, I can be. Right. Thank you so much, Capital FM, for the opportunity to come and be on studio for the first time.
Woo-woo!
And thank you, Faisal, for keeping me, warming me up and loosening me up.
Did you do pre-interview yoga? I thought we banned that.
Oh, you did? Well, so here I am, and my story is very simple. You are my strength when I am weak and my voice when I couldn't speak, is what somebody once told me. That I took them through a journey in their career and helped them and held their hand. I just, being me, being Monica, and I didn't realize I was impacting somebody. And they said, I think you loved me before you even knew it. And I said, that's what I do. That's what I'm paid to do. So today, Farid and...
Is it Davina?
It's whatever. Just call me whatever.
All
just
right.
That chick in the corner.
I
no
want to change the story today that right. HR are good friends.
Right.
And, so that's who I am.
So HR being good friends. So we have the Human Resource Director, NCBA Group, Monica Kihia, Group Human Resource Director. NCBA Group, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Human Resources and Culture at NCBA. Please tell me you have like cultural dress day. Please.
We wear jeans on Fridays.
Please tell me you have pajama
no.
Monday.
We are yet to get there.
Fine. Well, I listen, the thing is, full disclosure, Mrs. Kihia,
yes,
or Monica,
yes,
as you shall now henceforth be known. When I saw HR, I was like, we've finally done it. We finally broken the spirit of Capital FM, and we are finally in trouble. The thing is that when I see HR, I'm like, I break out in a sweat like I'm doing right now. And I'm like, what have I done? What have I said? What have I not done? HR is a little bit scary to us mere mortals who are employed.
Yeah. And I think to add on to that, every request for a meeting I've gotten from
Lord.
HR has always been because of something I've done that wasn't company approved.
Okay.
Yeah, something I said on air. But so there's another side to HR, right?
There is a lot of good sides that perhaps today you'll find out.
So what is like tell us something we don't know about HR. Are you going to like come and help me birth my child or something? Like what do I not know about HR?
I came today with my colleague Daniel. Daniel, maybe you can just say hi. Yeah, and
Daniel's like, nah, bro, I'm taking selfies.
Right. HR makes your dreams come true. And I want to change the story that when you walk into HR, actually you come to have a conversation like we're having today.
Okay, but my question to you is, is HR not, this is as an employee, is HR not the lapdog, very lovely, very warm, very snuggly woman, but the lapdog of the employer, who will be like, by the way, Davina's a psycho. Do you know what I mean? Because you report to your boss.
Not quite.
Are you actually going to be my friend?
I represent the people.
Okay.
I represent the people, both the employer and the employee, to bring in a balance, Davina.
Okay.
So I'm here talking about the story of HR, NCBA's stories that we make dreams come true. We inspire greatness. And actually, we make you do greatness every day.
Right.
Every day. You're here doing greatness, right?
Yes.
I'm here to do greatness,
right,
talking to Kenyans.
Sure.
And that's what we are about.
It's
so that's what we are called to do.
It's quite a big, as much as you are a every person's financial institution, you're a big financial institution, NCBA, right? Especially since now that you are NCBA. And to be the Group Human Resources Director, that can't be an easy job. Your inbox must be full on a daily basis.
Yeah. So I do agree, but I have a great team. And I think my story is that you cannot do it alone. So I have a great team of human resources and culture, about 21 people seated across 5 countries, in Kenya, in Tanzania, in Uganda, in Rwanda. In Ivory Coast, we are moving to other parts of Africa, and we want to be the leading financial services institution that inspires greatness. And so, that's how we make it happen, Davina and Free.
So let me ask you this. The thing is that you are lovely, you are affable, you're wearing a purple flower in studio, for crying out loud. Like, tick, tick, tick from me, I'll give you an A+, no problem. I will snuggle
you.
You can give me hugs all day. But to be part of, to be the Human Resources and Culture Group Director, you can't just pick up a phone and be like, Muthoni, what's wrong? Come, let's hang out, let's have a cup of tea. Everything has to be so sort of, I'm assuming, so kind of, there has to be a paper trail, there have to be checks and balances. Like, how do you deal with your people, but in a way that is essentially a virtual hug?
You talked about my flower.
Yes.
I think that's my signature. The two things that are a signature for Monica K here is my flower and my smile. So when I call you to HR, I call you for a conversation. Let's have a chat.
Oh God, it's still
I feel
scary.
Like that's a trap.
Yeah, no, scary.
That smile and that flower is a trap.
No, it's still
you walk in, you're like, oh, I'm so comfortable.
What do you want to do in life? Yeah. Where do you want to go? What are your dreams?
Right.
What,
okay, so maybe what we're misunderstanding is you're not going to just call us. You're not the headmaster. You're calling us. You're the school nurse who's like, come and have some tea and biscuits.
Yeah.
You can tell where I spent most of my time.
Yeah.
Tea and biscuits, as opposed to come, you're in trouble. You're there at the beginning rather than at the end. So.
Yeah, I'm at the beginning. I'm at the middle. I'm at the end when it must be, and I hope usually it's a transition to bigger things and
yeah.
not at the end.
Mm.
So really, HR and culture has changed. We're more about the human being. We're about the people. And I'm really excited today to come to Capital FM and talk to Kenyans about how we do it at NCBA.
And we will talk more about how we do it at NCBA, but it must also be sometimes a very difficult job, HR. I mean, we're talking about the pleasant side of HR
yeah.
and culture within the organization.
Yeah.
But it also has to be quite a difficult job when you have to make difficult decisions, or at least influence difficult decisions that
yes.
you will eventually tell your superiors or the higher-ups that, you know, this person, for whatever reason,
yeah.
it's not going to work out. That's got to be quite difficult.
You know, I had a boss, a really lovely boss. And I want to just call her out. She was called Joyce Ann.
Hi, Joyce Ann.
And she told me, you know, Monica, why have you joined HR? It's such a thankless job. And I said, you know, being in HR is a calling. You do it because you love it. And I love my job because I want to inspire people. I want to make a difference. Because my mantra is, you know, you have a God-given purpose. So Davina, Farid, we all have a God-given purpose. Go find it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Make a difference in the world. Today you are talking to Kenyans. You are making a difference.
There's an HR person telling us to go and find our purpose in the world. You don't think this is it?
It is. That's why you're
no,
here.
No, but the thing is, after having her implore
after
us.
22 years, you know
and
what
then,
I mean?
And then guess what? Lastly, leave a legacy. What
yeah.
will we remember?
No, I'm moving to NCBA. I want to see this every morning. We are.
Faisal is going to kill me.
No, he'll be like, what was her name again?
They didn't send you here to hire people, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
right?
That's yeah, not what yeah, I'm here yeah, today. Yeah. Today I'm talking to Kenyans and really want to put Capital FM out there.
Yeah,
and say it's a great station.
And of course, you know, we have a lot of personal stories and company stories as well. This is our bank, NCBA, as an organization, but also as an individual for me. It started me off in the business world back when it was called NIC. What I really love about NCBA is those values when it was not such a big bank.
Yes.
Those values remain now.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that when we come back.
I love your billboards, actually. They're really, really cute.
Oh,
but I will
you.
Say this. We've had Celine Dion from Monica Key here. But you're gonna request some songs to fire someone to. You know you've got breakup songs. Maybe there's firing songs. All that
oh
to come,
God.
But for now it's the headlines.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so thank you very much. The other song I'm going to request for is That's What Friends Are For.
Aww.
I've got lots of friends who support me. Daniel, who is here, my team in HR and culture, my mentors, you know, I talked about Joyce and my boss, John Gashora, and so many other people who've stood with me, my friend in the UK right now who's listening to Capital
oh,
FM.
Freezing in the UK. Freezing in the UK. Some songs
my
coming
My brother
up.
In New Zealand who called me this morning and said, we're listening to Capital FM from New Zealand and we want to hear you speak.
Okay, we'll be right back. I just realized what it takes to be a producer of music. What you do is you have four or five channels of different channels. That's the mics.
Yeah.
And you put the best singers' channels up higher and the worst lower.
So whose was lowest?
Yours was off.
Thanks.
No, it was halfway. But the two ladies, Yulia and Monica, were super. So
you actually got Unia
singing.
Yeah.
You got Unia.
We've been trying
singing.
To get Unia to sing for 1 year.
Yeah.
And she's refused, and you managed. I guess that's what HR does,
that's
right?
That's what it does. Yeah, brings out the best talent in you.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Now Unia is going to quit her job and move to America and try and get on The Voice. You see what you've done?
And I'll be her cheerleader.
There you go. Monica Kihia, Group Human Resource Director, NCBA Group.
That
and
was a fun community karaoke.
And singer. Yeah. Singer at large, I guess.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
But you obviously you can sing. Like you can sing.
I used
There's
to
definitely
sing,
some talent
I used to
there.
Sing in the choir some time back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I love to sing.
Yeah.
She's actually she actually has the qualifications to sing live on air. It's just us who decide that we're just going to do it every day.
So I don't know if you know about our feature. We created it during COVID.
Okay.
Which was basically called Community Karaoke. Then, because we have Martin Karaoke in the afternoons, now we called it Community Karaoke.
Okay.
And basically what we did was we pick a song and we sing it.
Yeah.
And during COVID, when people were working from home,
we
asked people went at home to sing along with us.
Okay.
So that was our sort of like, anyway, it's taken
so
on a life
of its
own.
So please call me next time. I'll come join you.
Listen, we are, I mean, I sound great. Davina, on the other hand, is a challenge.
Yeah.
So is he, we have HR in studio. Is he actually allowed to say that about me?
Live. Yeah, you're allowed to have fun as long as you know. Yeah. You know,
there's no tears.
HR policies. Let me ask you this: globally, is there like a global human resource standard, or is it like because you're talking about being in a certain amount? How many countries in Africa?
We're in five now.
Five countries, right?
And going
and growing, right?
Yeah.
So is a HR policy, you know, unique to a country? Or is it, I mean, I'm sure there's like, okay, obviously there's standard HR rules that apply all over the world.
Yes.
But each country must have their own HR guidelines.
Absolutely.
Or is it the organization?
So there is the International Labour Organization standards that globally guide the HR, you know, function. But every country has got their own labor laws that then guide their own unique, you know, labor laws. So in Kenya, we do have our labor laws that guide how HR policy is then governed. But then every organization then comes down and says, you know, how do we want to run our organization? For example, in NCBA, one of the really fun HR policies is that, you know, we can dress and down on Fridays and wear jeans.
And you're considering Pajama Monday.
Well, I don't know about that. I can see if I say.
There's a time Davina came to studio in a rabbit onesie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Loosey goosey.
I felt like I should
Well,
go to
Google
HR.
Does that, and so we are still coming.
Saying. I'm available after 10 a.m. if you need consultants.
As they are, they're a serious financial institution, Davina.
Oh.
Yeah, a big player in the market. You can't have Pajama Mondays. I can't go to my NCBA branch and see the teller or the customer service representative.
So,
you know, I'm a platinum customer.
So we're listening. We're listening, Farid. We're listening. So we'll do it as you like it because we love our customers.
I'd like to send a swift transfer to my pound account in the UK and a guy in pajamas is doing the paperwork. I'm also not going to feel very comfortable.
Well, we'll try and give you the digital platform then.
That's right. You are like big on digital right now, so people like me don't have to get out of their pajamas. That's always great.
Yeah, we have the best digital platforms, and you know you can just transact from the comfort of
the Now app.
You know, the Now app.
I literally use that 100 times a day.
Oh, well done for it.
Yeah.
Preach it to the Kenyans so that they know that we have digital platforms. We are a digital bank. Have you had that?
Yes. What? Yes.
Digital bank.
Yes.
That sounds naughty. What is that?
It means we can give you physical and we can give you digital.
Yes,
digital.
It's a cool term as well.
Yeah.
Now this month we've had many organizations championing the gender inclusion and diversity narrative, and that was obviously off the back of International Women's Day. What did that look like at NCBA, and what does that mean to you being a woman in this post, which is a very 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 posh post as group HR director?
Well, thank you, Farid. I think I feel really delighted to be living in this generation when International Women's Day has been celebrated for over a century. And women over the years have, you know, raised their voice and said we need to have equal opportunity. So I feel really delighted that I can contribute as a woman and not feel intimidated or feel, you know, less of a human being because I'm a woman. And I can come to the table with my male colleagues and we can have a conversation about how do we grow the economy, how do we, you know, influence policy, and how do we make a difference in the lives of, you know, Kenyans and the world at large.
Mm.
So we celebrated International Women's Day at NCBA as an organization. We invited the men. We actually have conversations together. Because guess who needs to hear about the woman more?
Isn't it's not the woman. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were born this way.
You know everything there is to know about women.
Yeah, exactly. You've got a sister. You've got a mother. You've got a daughter.
So you were there for the big conversation.
That's why he looks so happy. That's why he's allowed in here today.
Well, so Daniel was there, and you know, my boss John was there, and actually he's a great champion of growing women in banking.
Right.
And we are very, very delighted to say that at NCBA, we are actually 50-50.
Really?
Yes, we are 50-50. So we have a good gender balance because women contribute. They have got unique competencies that they bring to the table.
You can just say we run this world. Since Beyonce made
a
song about it.
You
can just say it. Yeah, it's fine. I know. It's acceptable.
So it's really nice that at NCBA, we really do provide equal opportunity right from recruitment. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. It's your competency. You know, bring your beauty, yes, as a woman, because we are created beautiful. But over and above that, we don't discriminate because you're a woman or a man. We give you equal opportunity to promotions, salaries, you know. So you can contribute and come to the table. In the C-suite, we've got at least 30% of women in the C-suite, which is really, we're not there yet. We're trying to grow it to 50-50.
Right.
So
like every organization should be, right? 50-50.
Exactly, 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, that's us.
That's you.
Yeah,
Farid and Davina.
This particular show,
I'm still waiting for, like, you know, 10 a.m. we finish here.
Yeah.
We could come and just hang out with you guys.
Please come. We have a lovely office at the NCBS Center. Come and see how we do.
You have a center?
Yes, we do.
That's at Upper Hill,
Upper Hill, at the Hill.
You have your whole center?
Yeah, we have a center.
Yes, it's the head office for NCBA.
They need onesies. You need onesies there. So what would you say to the women who work with you, under you, who are challenged by, you know, these gender blocks, these gender biases? I mean, how do you empower your employees?
Thanks, Davina. This year, the theme for International Women's Day was Breaking the Biases. Mm. And I really love that theme because we have a lot of preconceived biases in our heads that I can't do this because I'm a woman. Who said that? You know, I've grown as a woman from a young lady in my early 20s to where I am today. I've raised my family. I've got three wonderful, you know, children. Modoni, who's listening today, and she said, I'm going to call all my friends to dial into Capital.
Hi, baby Modoni.
She is 21.
She's still a baby now.
Yes, and I have twins.
Oh, no way.
A boy and a girl, Mwangi and Shiro.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I've been able to raise them together with my tall, dark and handsome husband called Mr. K here.
You didn't want to bring him?
He said, you know, I'll come with you next time. You go,
like,
this
no,
time.
That's scary.
You know, but
so
you know,
let me ask you this. Yeah. So 21, your babies are how old? 21 and?
21 and twins who are 17.
So how did you manage? Did you take massive time off? Did you negotiate with your partner? You were like, okay, I'll sit this one out and breed, or?
I want to speak to the young ladies who are listening today. You can do this. And I want to speak to the ladies who are listening that please support the younger women who are trying to juggle so many things and balancing babies, balancing, you know, homes and the career. I had wonderful bosses, both men and women, who actually supported me and said, what do you want to do? I said, I would love to go and see the world. And they said, okay, here's an opportunity to go to North Africa. I didn't know Arabic. I didn't know French. But I put my hand up. I left my children with my husband and left.
Nice.
And he was saying, I'll help you. You know, everybody was able to help me, and we were able to grow and, you know, travel the world and do stuff. So women, put up your hands and don't be afraid to call for help.
But you see, that's the thing. And you know, as much as we talk about equality and things like that, there are certain things biologically that we can do that our male counterparts can't.
Yeah.
So at NCBA, what is the maternity leave, by the way?
So
and is there paternity leave? I don't know.
Yeah, so by law, the Kenyan law allows women to take their full maternity leave of 3 months plus your annual leave. So that's 4 months. I think this is a great improvement because in my day, it was just 2 months.
Mm.
And so it was very difficult.
Yeah, they're still in that awkward worm stage.
And now we have paternity leave. So Daniel just had a baby. How old is your baby boy? 4 months, and he went on paternity leave for 2 weeks. So, so both.
I bet you couldn't wait to get back to the office, Daniel. Because that, let me tell you, and I'll tell you this: yeah. You enjoyed your well, women would enjoy their 4 months, right, yeah. of maternity
yeah.
leave.
Yeah,
I'm banking, pardon the pun,
yeah.
that he was after 1.5 weeks going. Oh,
he was like, "Oh, I need to get back to work." I don't think so. I think he was very, very supportive. So there's work to be done, changing diapers and so on.
Yes, Daniel.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it can be done, and I know it's challenging, and a lot of women then are shy off from taking opportunities because they feel limited. But I want to tell all the women out there, raise up your hand, and fellow women and men, please support the women, because they really have to juggle quite a bit, but they have the capacity, they have the bandwidth. You know, in fact, God created women to have a lot of bandwidth to multitask. Did you know that we are the best multitaskers?
Oh, I can't.
We can do 10 different things at the same time.
I can't chew
gum and
walk at the same
time. You're holding a baby, you're typing, you're, you know.
It's very true, and I agree with you. Yeah. I fully agree with you. I am the worst multitasker in the world, and I've seen Davina do a million things yeah. at once yeah. and talk on the air and sending someone a WhatsApp and replying to an email and
still keeping the smile.
I have to literally be honed in on exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
As we wind up, before we go, you know, it is something that we don't say enough about Kenya,
yeah.
but Kenya really is at the forefront of gender equality.
Yes.
When we come from an African context, I think you'd agree with that, especially having spent time in different countries.
Yes, I'd agree that.
What more needs to be done, and what is NCBA? What is your role as NCBA?
So I think we've made great milestones, but there's still more to be done. And I think we can do a lot in terms of influencing policy. So, for example, at NCBA, we've provided a flexi time policy, because we are cognizant that there is a lot to be done. We have to look at the whole human being, appreciate that, you know, there are children to take to school and to do homework and attend, school events. People, I want to go and study. You know, there's a time I was studying at the same time I'm working. And so create policies that will be friendly for family, and at the same time people can work. I think COVID did teach us that you can leverage on digital platforms.
Yes,
to allow
ask,
people.
Is that a spillover from what happened over the course of the past 2 years? Because before that, I'm certain most of it, you have to be here at 9, you can leave at 5 p.m. kind of thing.
So NCBA was well ahead of the pack, and we already had a flexi working policy when you need that. And you can actually be able to log in. So we've enabled people to be able to work from home if they must. We obviously want to be in the office because it's much easier and you have the right working environment. But if you need to work remotely, then we provide that opportunity. So I think at policy level, both in private sector and public sector, provide mother's rooms for nursing mothers, so that if I need to nurse my baby or to express milk, I can do that. And somebody told me that in the UK, they actually have rooms where you can bring your babies in a nursery and have videos and actually watch them play as you work.
That's
and the
so
productivity
weird.
Of those women is amazing.
I just
weird.
I can see that. I can
know.
See NCBA
can
being
see
the first
that?
The first company
so
in Africa to do that.
I'm here. I'm in Capital FM speaking on radio.
6 months from now, we'll be seeing that. I'm certain.
I
can see the gears churning in your head.
I'd love to create that for NCBA.
Yeah.
If you want to put a camera in here and just watch us, that's
no.
cool.
It's not. It's just two people sitting opposite each other. So a parting shot to our dear listener this morning, whether it has to do with HR, NCBA in general, or women, gender equality?
All right, so I have a parting shot, and I'll start with a quote that I love from, what is that quote? From Oprah Winfrey.
Yay! What she knows for sure. Yay.
Yeah, you know, she said that, you know, that, what is that you fear? You know, just throw it out of your head, because that what which you fear will be the greatest blocker. So I want to tell women, don't be afraid. Three things that I want to leave with all the women. The first thing is confidence. This is my first time on radio. I've never been here, but I feel like this is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
I mean, you're definitely better than we are.
So, I walked in here. I met the MD, Faisal. We had a chat, and I just said, you know, confidence. I will be speaking to Kenyans on radio. You've got it. So throw fear out of the window. Second thing, competence. Be good at what you do. I'm good at what I do. I love it. I enjoy it. I wake up with fire in my belly every day because I have the competence and I have to believe in myself. And finally, character. Protect your brand. who are you, Davina? What do we know you for? Fareed. So you've got a brand. I've got a brand. Monica K here has got a brand. I wear a flower. That's my signature. And I put on my smile. And I am consistent. So when you come to HR, believe me, I will inspire you to greatness. You have a purpose. Go find it. Make a difference in the world and leave a legacy. I'll help you through that.
Unbelievable.
You've inspired me to apply for a job at NCBA.
Well,
is that okay?
Mokera in the United Arab Emirates has just WhatsApped us saying, does Mrs. Kihia have to go? We've got a huge diaspora listener base, which is great as well. And they actually had a typo here, so it said your partying shot, as opposed to your parting shot. So what's your shot at a party? We have to answer that question now too.
Oh my God! So here's where my character is quite at risk, but I will say that when I have to take a shot, it's usually tequila.
Ooh.
Wait.
What?
Right? And so my children know that. That's what I enjoy at a party. NCBA know that when we go down to the party, I can really party.
HR can party as well.
Yeah, and we make life happen.
Whenever you get in trouble,
yeah.
Who talks to you at work?
She sent here.
Oh my God.
You have to come back to the radio station.
That's you guys. Yeah. So anyway.
Fill out this form. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. I will. I have to be on my best behavior.
Thanks for coming in this morning. And as I said off air before we started, without NIC back then and NCBA now, the company that I own and run would not have existed. And I say this whenever I speak to anyone from NCBA, and they always say, no, it's not NIC anymore. I say, but I have to tell you the history first before I can get to the present. So it is my bank as well.
I'm so glad, Fareed, that NCBA is your bank. We are the bank that says go for it, and we inspire you to greatness.